I'd like to share the story of the legend of the first human being that was dropped in the Cochin Valley. And it is a place that is known as Mont Prevot Mountain. And Sialata was dropped, and he made his way down the mountain. And on his way down, he heard something in his cave, and he went to go look. And inside was a little white dog. And he named this dog Wakas, who's a companion to Sialata, the first man. Sialta made his way down through the valley, and he settled in what is known today as the Quamichin village. And he made his home there by the river. And he noticed a lot of the things that was all around him, the river and the trees and the plants. And this was a gift from the Creator. And he went to the water to go and use the water to cleanse and bathe himself, and he realized what it can do for you, the water. And the teaching of going to the creek first thing at daybreak, and to go and bathe in the water. And he practiced this, and where he learned to receive his gift, his power, his purpose in life. And after Sialatsa, there was 11 more human beings that came after Sialatsa. And the second human being that came down was his younger brother. And many of the things that Sialatsa had learned, he shared with his younger brother. And he told his younger brother to go to all the creeks and the lakes to go and purify himself, his spirit. And his younger brother did this, and he went to the lake Khatsa, which is known as Lake Cochin, and he went to this water to go bathe at daybreak. And his older brother Sialatsa told him that, you know, he'd see many different things, and in this lake he seen a double-headed snake. And this was something that Sialatsa had told his younger brother not to be afraid if he ever seen things. And so this is what his younger brother seen in the Lake Cochin. And he remembered the words, it's not to be afraid, and he faced this double-headed sea serpent, and it got so close, and it disappeared. And I think it's all about facing your fears and part of this in life. And Sialatsa's younger brother, when he came back to where he was living, he shared this. And that was a gift that many of our people still practice today, is to go up to the mountains to go and purify yourself in the water in the creek, especially to going to places where nobody has gone before, where there's no houses or any development. So you have to find a place where the water is pure and clean, and still practice yet today by many of our people. And Sialatsa also, he went to this place called, which is known as Kohiman today, by the river, where he first built a weir, a salmon weir, out of the ironwood. And this practice was to allow the females to go by, and to some males to go by, so that they're able to spawn. And that was a practice to keep the fish generation going, rather than, you know, fishing out all the fish. And that practice was practiced till the mid-1950s in Cochin here, until it was outlawed. And so this is a story of Sialatsa, and this lady from Souk, a chief's daughter, knew of this man Sialatsa that lived in Cochin, and the chiefs sent her daughter to Cochin. And so she packed her bags and she left with her two other girls, and they came to Cochin, and they seen the smoke in the valley when they got to the valley to where Sialatsa was living. And they snuck up to see where he was living, and they just stayed and observed what Sialatsa's routine was through the day in his life. And every day he would go out early in the morning for his bath, and he would leave with his Wachis, his dog that he found up Mount Bravo. And they went to go look inside this house where this man lived, and they noticed this woman that was by the fire. It was a carved figure made out of the arbutus wood. It's holding a spindle wheel. And they went back into the bush, and in Sialatsa came back, and they slept there overnight. And this woman had this idea when Sialatsa the next day went out hunting, and for his bath in the morning, this woman went and took this carved figure and threw it in a fire that was inside the house, and she took the place of this carved figure. And then Sialatsa came back and noticed that this woman come to life. And so that Sialatsa and this woman from Souk had, you know, made it. They started the family, the Couchin of the Couchin people. And that's a story of Sialatsa. Aichkasiem.